from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.
Well, it is 12 after 7 in the AM on Sunday Live at Crossroads, where all discussions meet. My name is Mohammed Sheikh, and welcome back. So we've learned in recent media reports that major tech conglomerate Hisense, well, their staff have been on a strike recently over better pay at the Atlantis manufacturing plant. And in regards to this, we are joined now by in studio with Vuyo Lufele, NUMSA Western Cape Regional Secretary, to unpack this discussion. Vuyo, good morning.
Good morning, Mohammed.
Yes, welcome, and thanks for being part of Sunday Live.
Thanks for that.
Wonderful. When did this type of attention and hype be drawn to NUMSA, you know, on behalf of employees that were affected, or Hisense employees, to be specific?
This have been brought to NUMSA, I think, since 2014, I must say.
2014?
Since 2014, NUMSA have been working with its members to make sure that the company is paying in line with the agreement of the industry.
Right.
And then there was an agreement that was reached in 2014 that would phase in the rates bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2018, that they should be equal to the industry rates.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, employer just reneged from that agreement,
mm-hmm.
did not implement that agreement. They only, the last increase was in February 2018,
mm-hmm.
and it was expected that they would also give increase in July.
Right.
Then since 2018, then they never gave that increase. 2019, they never gave that increase.
Mm-hmm.
Our organizer have been engaging together with Shop Steward, with management, but management have not been giving any moment for opportunity for NUMSA to engage until workers said, look, what else can we do? Because now if management don't even want to sit with us on this, they don't believe that it's wrong what they're doing, then the only way now would be to embark on a strike. Not that we love to be on strike, but mm-hmm. we have got no other choice. Then processes started up until the referral dispute and so on and so on. Up to now, to this point, when mm-hmm. we went on shutdown last year,
mm-hmm.
we went on shutdown with the certificate.
Right.
That gives us right to go on strike.
Right.
Come early this year, workers were saying, look, we want to go on strike now. We thought that they could maybe work until maybe February. Workers said, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then they embark on a strike on the 16th of January,
mm-hmm.
up until now.
Okay, so this ongoing process of negotiations, as it would may, from 2014 onwards, or at least the conditions that they were being part of and not having this increase and things like that, have you managed to reach management at some point?
We tried our best. We were avoiding to go on strike. Only then, after 2 weeks on strike,
mm-hmm.
that then we managed to start negotiations.
Okay.
We have formally started negotiations, I think it was Friday. Look, then we began to talk, mm-hmm. you know, the acceptable language. Management had made a commitment that they would also then go back to the powers,
mm-hmm.
and we went back to our members with some of the unmandated positions, so that we also showing that we are negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, members demand 15% of increase, which is not far from what they are owed for the past 2 years, since
right.
2018.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they are demanding that they must be back paid. both what they have lost in terms of wages and what they have lost in terms of the end of the year bonus. The key on the demands is that 15%, but also there must be a guaranteed bonus, annual bonus. The third one, they want the extra leave of 5 days after 4 years of service in the company for each employee. And that actually is in the industry agreement. We are negotiating, I think, also on I think we started Thursday. We reported back on Thursday. We negotiated. We continued on Friday. Again, we reported back yesterday morning. We continue to engage with each other. I think now we would be again negotiating on Monday or Tuesday. We are with the assistance of the DTI, because employer, there was no relationship, there was no appetite to come around the table. DTI had intervened, and we must appreciate that intervention from DTI with the lady Tania. She's doing very good work, and there's confidence in her from both sides. But negotiations are continuing.
Okay, so that's the latest update in essence. You know, you've talked about some of the demands put up front, and I think if it's in keeping with the industrial agreements set out and the general standard protocol of operations, I don't think there should be a problem, or they should. What is the suspicion, or what is the essence behind why management wouldn't come to a table? Is it because of cheap labor? Is it because of financial struggles? What's their reason, or what's their understanding for not coming to the party?
From our side, I think it's just that they want to keep themselves in competition by paying less. Because I would not be sitting here and saying that there are financial constraints with the company.
Okay.
Otherwise, if there was such, we would have gone to say, okay, open the books.
Right.
We have not heard that. If we hear that, then we would say, okay, let us go to Section 16 of the Labor Relations Act to say, we must go to the opening of information so that we know exactly what is happening.
So they haven't come forth with that information, or they haven't proposed that as an idea of why they're not paying their employees according to the stipulated act?
They don't have a reason that I would be firm on it here. From our side, it's just that it is the level of exploitation that they want to maximize profit. They want to be competing more than other companies in the industries. But we cannot allow that to be happening at the expense of our members.
Absolutely.
Hence, we have no other option but to make sure that we push for the maximum benefit for our members.
Absolutely. The interesting component of this entire display is that it's the key workers at Atlantis Industrial Plant. Is it the main plant for the rest of South Africa? What about retail outlets, Hisense retail outlets? What about areas that stock Hisense brands, or a Hisense part of ownership? I mean, is the strike representing members across the board?
For now, we did not have any fear that other sections or the value chain would be a challenge for us.
Right.
We believe that if we stop Hisense at the manufacturing point, we would be able to disarm them so that they can listen to the workers. Of course, we continue to make a call to community members, to all workers, trade union leaders, to encourage the public, even their members, to ensure that they don't buy Hisense product until this strike is over. We encourage community members not to see this as opportunity to submit their CVs and to get jobs. This is a strike of workers who want to improve their working conditions, benefits and wages.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage taxi owners and taxi drivers not to be transporting scab labors from any part of the Western Cape, as we have observed that some were taken from Cape Town to be transported to do work there. We're working very close with community leaders, and recently we had a march Tuesday last week.
Mm-hmm.
That was a strong message that community members of Atlantis are in support of workers that are on strike. And that alone had really created hope to those that are on strike, because it frustrates workers if production goes on while the aim of going on strike is to stop production for the employer to listen.
Absolutely. So just as part of the industrial agreements laid out, you know, in that sector, when workers go on strike, you know, given that they have the mandate, the certificate to do so, they are entitled to their wages, right?
Yeah.
So an employer then cannot refuse to not pay them for them going on strike, despite production getting halted.
Now, if I hear you well, you're beginning to say that while they're on strike, mm-hmm. they're entitled to be paid.
Yes.
No, the strike is no work, no pay.
Okay.
It is a sacrifice, which we always believe that sacrifices of those who were there before us
mm-hmm.
are the benefit of us today.
Right.
And therefore, their sacrifices today are the benefit of their children and the generation to come.
Mm-hmm.
And those workers, as they remain firm on the strike, on the picket line,
mm-hmm.
they are quite clear that they are going to be losing for now,
mm-hmm.
but losing for the future. I mean, for the benefit of the future of mm-hmm. their children and the generation to come.
Right.
Therefore, the strike is strong, and those workers are determined to push for another 2 weeks because they are frustrated. They want to be paid for what have been taken from them. Because
mm-hmm.
that increase that has not been given to them had now turned into a discounted production that has never been consulted with them.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's tantamount to corruption. And they affirm that they want to be paid what is due to them. In fact, these the demand mostly
mm-hmm.
is to move them to where they're supposed to be. And hence, some people may think that 15% is a big thing. This is about getting what have been taken from them by management.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we need to go to pay the bills on our end. We'll be back on the end of this, and we'll still continue chatting to Vuyo Lofele, NUMSA's Western Cape Secretary. Stay tuned.
Station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo. Sunday Live on 91.3 FM stereo. Sunday Live.
Well, 91.3 FM, it is. Welcome back. Welcome back. Shukran for tuning in, for joining in. 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp line, 47913 our SMS line. Or throughout the, you know, throughout the program, you can give us a call, 021-442-3530. Well, there's a very interesting message coming from 0115 that says, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mohammed. NUMSA should close the Hisense factory and South Africa can manufacture their own products and create jobs. Well, do we have the complete technical ability, the skill? But over and above that, I mean, realistically, it should be a symbiotic relationship where one is giving, the other is taking, but both are benefiting, you know? So if Hisense is providing the capital and we're benefiting from it in terms of employee, you know, employment, both should be able to, or both both parties should be able to benefit in that, don't you think, Vuyo?
Yes, we must all benefit.
Your idea of a complete shutdown to the point where, you know, has NUMSA ever taken that stance of completely shutting down an institution or an entity for a failed negotiation process?
Our members are at that level. They are saying that, look, this is not China. If Chinese are coming here to rip us off, they will rather close and pack and go. But from a leadership level and a leadership point of view, we are negotiating, understanding the circumstances that this country is faced with. In terms of high levels of unemployment that are at 40%, if you include those that are not longer interested to even look for a job. Now, whatever you have, you try to nurture, you try to make something out of it. But unfortunately, if then Hisense management, they think that they will take advantage of the current situation of the country and exploit workers in the manner that they are doing. I mean, these are the workers who started in 2013 at a stipend of 2,000 rand per month.
Sure.
And they were building up this entity. Now we believe that Hisense is one of the top brands in the world. It goes with your DeFi. I think it's in the top three. Now they are now kicking the ladder that assisted them to climb up.
Right.
Therefore, we're trying by all means. We are negotiating with that at the back of our minds that we would like to keep jobs. But it would be unfortunate if then management would be sticking in their guns. But we think for now, we are really talking towards the correct, the right direction. They have put an offer, but they were at a zero all along.
Okay.
After 2 weeks, they have put an offer through the intervention of TTI, which I think Patel's department is doing very well in that front.
Right. I mean, to a great extent, DTI calls the final shots eventually. They would give you the operating license to begin or to close down. I mean, that's the at the department level, you know, at the national level, that's their mandate in essence. But I mean, obviously, there's compliance regulations and there's a separate entity that controls or regulates, you know, compliance in the industry or industry component. And so it's a process, I would imagine. But, you know, their intervention brings about some heavy weight, doesn't it?
Yes, no, their intervention is valid. But remember that one thing that I have not said is the fact that at the time employer was arrogant. He brought an offensive lockout of 20 rand an hour if you want to come back.
Sure.
We lock you out, you go on strike, you remain on strike. If you decide to come back, you'll come at 20 rand. In as much as we appreciate government's intervention in the economy, we think that there is a mess that have been made up, because the 20 rand per hour minimum across all industries is a challenge, because we believe that that 20 rand, Chinese wanted to use that 20 rand to now to further exploit. Workers who are earning at a minimum rate of 41 rand in that company. Now they wanted to bring the 20 rand. That tells you that they are really working with one of the right-wing employers association, which is NIESA. NIESA is known of nothing else but to roll back all the gains of workers. Now, by the fact that they have joined that association, we believe that in their minds, they want to roll back all the gains that have been achieved by the workers in this country since the 1980s. However, we only saying that that 20 rand an hour is one thing that had created a problem for us as trade unions. But we appreciate their intervention, and we hope that they would also learn from this 20 rand an hour. But through the negotiations again, they have withdrawn that 20 rand an hour as a condition of a lockout. Therefore, we think that we are progressing very well, and we all appreciate that we are now progressing very well. We hope that management would see it very important that these workers will never return at work if they are not getting paid for what they have lost. We're working hard on the offer to improve the offer that is on the table. And we can say that because we have already reported to our members that there's a 6% offer on the table. And we want to work hard to improve that offer, not leaving behind that the workers have been producing at a discount. And that was a forced discount, if one have to say it. And therefore, if we allow employers to get away with that nonsense, it would mean that our members will be exploited, because we saw that as super exploitation of workers to not to give increase. For us, we are continuing to negotiate, but at the back of our minds, employer must come forward with something also that would make sure that our members feel that employer recognizes that I have gone beyond my scope by stealing from you. Because for us, for not giving increase for the past 2 years, it means that employer have stolen from these workers for the past 2 years. And that must be returned.
No, absolutely. What did they have to say about responding back, or at least giving back the bonuses that were not paid, as well as the increase that was not given in the last 2 years? Was there any room to make amends for that in your discussions with Hisense?
Our discussions, employer have not made a move there. And we had an unmandated position, which was subject to approval by the masses, and they have approved that position. We said to employer, fine, give 50% of what you have stolen from these workers. And you can give 1 week bonus, which is again is a 50% of these 2 years,
right,
to these workers, because they came out because you were not giving increase. They wanted that money. Therefore, we hope that management would also think we are open to negotiations. We are flexible to make sure that we all put minds together in order to end the strike. And bring back Hisense to its high level production quality, and so on, because those workers have got special skills. They are doing wonders for Hisense. But for now that Hisense is not taking care of them, we are saying all retail shops, please don't buy from Hisense, because whatever you would be buying now, it would be produced by those with no skills. It may be returned jobs, it may be what you call rejects and whatever. Therefore, we must not buy until the strike is over.
Absolutely. I think you know, it's definitely a solid plan and an avenue to listen, to get all minds together to ensure that there is a positive direction going forward. What happens should anything go flat? What happens if they don't come to the party? What's the next step of action?
For now, we thought that we are moving very well. But if then the talks break, then it would mean that strike continues.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem so. There is a huge commitment from management to end the strike, to get workers back at work. That would catch us by surprise if it would happen. And then it would mean that the company would close, you know, because if these workers can again become angry, because now they are calm a bit, because they can see that there is a way forward. Community had also calmed down a bit, because they can see there are talks, because the call from the committee was for Hisense to come around the table. and we believe that call had been met. But of course, you know, the taxi owners in Atlantis, they are furious when it comes to the use of taxi owners and taxi drivers from another community.
Right.
While they are supporting the strike by refusing to transport anybody until the strike is over.
Okay.
Now, there has been some tensions on Thursday, where those taxi drivers who came from somewhere else were locked in by the Atlantis taxi owners and taxi drivers to say, look here, this is our business, but we are in solidarity with the NUMSA members that are on strike, because those are community members. They are on strike now, and therefore we want no disturbance, which we feel that there's a huge support.
From all around, all stakeholders and everything. Well, Vuyo, it's been lovely chatting to you and getting your opinion on, you know, what's happening and an update on things that are happening at this point in time. I'm just going through, scrolling through some of our messages to see if there's something relevant or directed to you. Okay, I mean, this is just a general statement, a general comments in general about working conditions of employees. But it's been lovely having you in studio. Thank you so much for giving us the insider's perspective to NUMSA. And, well, hopefully that deal can be clinched sooner rather than later and employees are back to work.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And thanks for the platform to talk to the general public. And we're just appealing to the general public there to avoid the Hisense product until the strike is over. Be careful. If you continue to buy it, it may not be the perfect product. You may have to return, because those that may be now doing it or making it are not up to standard in terms of the skill. Thank you very much, Mohammed.
It's a pleasure. If you're Lufele, Western Cape Regional Secretary for NUMSA, speaking to us this morning. Well, we need to go and pay the bills. We'll be back on the end of this. Keep it locked.